And we just talked to a friend of the show who was on Jeopardy a few weeks back. Well, joining us now to continue the discussion about the famous game show Jeopardy, on the phone from the afterworld is the noted killer mastermind, Charles Manson. Good morning, Charles.
Man, I ain't coming on your program. This ain't no good morning. I ain't going on your show right now. You're coming on my show. You're coming on my show. My program ain't about sports, my friend. My program's about hookah-chooka-gooka and booga-looga-looga.
Well, okay. I don't understand any of that.
Tell you, when you're out on the margins like me and my followers, you don't care about Steph draining some three-pointer from behind the line. You care about getting an ear of corn out of a dumpster so you can live another day, Jack. You don't understand that, do you, George?
I guess not.
You fat cat sitting in your bunker on your golden tuffets talking into your magic sticks about frog farts and rap albums. I'm stuck in a cell in the afterworld serving out my time trying to talk Lee Harvey out of killing his new roommate, Charles Grodin, man.
Oh, God.
So even in lower heaven, you're still imprisoned?
Let me tell you something, you panty sniffer. I was on Jeopardy before there was a Jeopardy.
Like, what year was that?
I was providing the questions to life's answers back when Trebek was just a dirty thought about a one-legged hooker in his daddy's mind.
What?
I went on that program, and I taught that world to sing in perfect harmony, and that song was called Kill Your Children and Drink Some Wine. Radio edit.
Oh, man.
The radio edit. That's right. I was on Jeopardy like that Logan Crossley, whoever that was. I'm the real Jeopardy right here. I'm the one that jeopardizes this world we live in, and this world we live in lives inside of me, man.
Well, it sounds like you're really ranting and not making much sense.
I won my final Jeopardy. I knew that answer. The answer was, what was a White Album? That's what the question is. What you two call life, I call death. What you two call football, I call violence. And what you two call violence, I call sex.
But that is so disturbing. It's Charles Manson
with
us.
I don't see like you, man. I don't see with my dollar sign polluted eyes. I see with the pureness of heart through the lens of my anus on mushrooms, Jack.
Oh,
that's the only way you ever see life for real.
That's the only way to do it, huh?
Yeah, what's with all your questions, Jub? I tell you, you don't understand what I'm talking about. I make more sense in a grunt than you can make in a dissertation, my friend.
How's lower heaven?
Flower don't get big by clinging to the ground. Flower gets big by reaching to the sun. And if you think you're going to find a diamond searching a junkyard, well, you're just another dog that can't find a hydrant.
Golly.
Take him some lumber to a job site later today?
I tell you what, I will do that. I do whatever I want in my big old Ram 3500, man. Why are you guys even talking to me? You should be tugging on your broadcast peen, criticizing America's team. Isn't that what you like to do?
It kind of is what we do.
Criticize a castle that Jerry built?
Yeah.
America's team. I tell you, America's team's a team of corporations that rule the lives of all of us.
You are worked up, aren't you?
We all on the program of the man in the sky that don't exist. You just remember that, Jack, and I'll kill you again.
Good what? God, man. So threatening.
I ain't hanging up yet. I'm still going to stay on.
No, we got to go.
888-787-1310.
Do you want to ask George for a kidney?
Hey, George, can I get a kidney from you? Come on, man.
You are pretty country.
Come on. Why don't you give me a kidney? I'm over here suffering, man.
Boy, this is really unstable
now. Come on, give him a kidney.
Oh, my God.
What's
going on?
Come on, you got to give him a kidney. You like that, don't you, mellow man?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What ending that was.
Craziest guest ever.
Charles Manson from beyond.